Welcome, everybody, or anybody that's listening to this. This is my podcast, where we talk about popular theories, and everything we say is our opinion. Every episode I'm joined by separate guests, and today I am joined with Mr. B, not to be confused with Mr. Bean. Say hello.
Hello there, Hank. Thank you for having me on your show this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and would you like to tell my audience what we're talking about today?
Well, today's topic is a very interesting one, something that I think we've all maybe, contemplated in our mind before. Is life a simulation? The life that we're living today, is it a simulation? So with that, I would like to get right into it. And first, I would like to let's talk about simulation and what it means. So by the definition in the dictionary, simulation is an imitation of a situation or process. That could be the simulation of, blood flowing through our veins. Another meaning is the action of pretending or deception. Now, when we look at those words, pretending is a rather innocent word, but deception, on the other hand, is a little bit more sinister, let's say.
Yeah, good point. I see.
And the last definition of simulation is the production of a computer model for the purpose of study. Now, this is a very interesting definition, because when we break that down, the production of a computer model, that would mean some very high-tech tinkering going on behind the scenes for us to sort of be a part of a larger study. And then that would raise the question of who is doing this study. Of those three, Hank, what is it? What are some of those that I just mentioned? Something that maybe you'd like to get more into.
Well, the definition of a simulation, as you said, is like a model, sort of. Like, just here's some water that I have. Who's telling me to drink this water, even though I'm not thirsty? But who's telling me to think to tell you that?
That's a very good question. A lot of us might say, we drink because we are thirsty. Our bodies are telling us we are thirsty. So that is our bodies communicating with the brain, and then our brain sending the signal, to our hand to pick up the bottle of water and drink it.
Right.
And then the question is there, where is the simulation beginning?
Right. I see what you mean.
Even if we go a little further and we just break down the word simulation, we can look at the, sim. If you look that up, on your computer or whatever, it would come up as a SIM card. And a SIM card is an identifying module. And you, basically, could break down to you. Identifying you, la, in many different languages, can mean different things, but in Latin, which is one of the older languages that we know of, means that. And then that and lay shun means motion of celestial objects. So, taking all that into consideration, let's break it down. An identifying module, you, that has a motion of celestial objects.
Right, I see.
Now, right there, it has a very interesting sort of backdrop for us to explore, because there is a lot of developing that has to go on for these things to happen. the identifying module of us and the motion of celestial objects. Now, we can describe ourselves as celestial beings, we are objects moving about.
Right, I see.
And then we can also look to the stars, right, above, which are celestial objects, and how the planets and the our moons and sun and the rotation of all that.
Right, right.
So there is a big process going on all around us. You know, we wake up in the morning and our alarm clock goes off and we get up and we go to work and, you know, we go to our job and, oh, maybe we spilt our coffee and, you know, for you, maybe you're at school and on your way to school, you stub your toe or something, you know, and, you know, these are things that are just going on a minuscule timeline where the whole process of us and our living and our being is much larger in that sense.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say. It's like a lot, like, it's more complex.
When you ask where are these, you know, let's say commands or who told me to drink the water, all of this is connected. So it's a very, it could be a very, very big process. The question for you, Hank, I wanted to ask you, what are some things that might make you think that we are living in a simulation? What sort of situations or events happen in your life to make you question or ponder this?
Well, sometimes it's a matter of, like, you walk into your kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the first, as soon as, like, you walk into the kitchen, you forget the reason that you're in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I've done that many a time.
That's one of the things that makes me believe that life is a simulation.
So, let me ask you a question. Is what you're saying is that you, as a simulation is moving you about, you have been told to walk in the kitchen, and then whoever is controlling the simulation then sort of stepped away for a second and didn't continue the process with you, so you're stuck there, standing there, thinking, what am I doing here? Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's sort of what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Yeah, much like a video game, like when we're playing a video game or something on a computer, we are controlling the, say the character in the video game. But
yeah.
Maybe something might happen and we may have to press pause on the video game and, you know, go outside to put out the trash or do this. That's sort of what you're getting at. Like,
yeah.
We might be the ones in the video game and somebody is outside of that controlling us.
Right, like, yeah, like, I guess what you mean. It's like, if somebody's outside controlling us, who's outside controlling us?
That's, yeah, and that's the very big question, because, you know, let's look at something, you know, to have everything that we have to have a blank space first to put stuff in, right?
Right.
Behold what we are doing, like a computer hard drive, or, you know, something to set the stage, kind of.
I see.
Or, like, noise requires silence.
Right.
Right? Because without silence,
you won't be able to hear it.
How would we define noise, right?
Right.
So these sort of questions are kind of fall in line with what you're saying. There has to be, you know, a base, and then there has to be something to fill that base or stage, and then, as you said, who is the one that's filling that? Now, could it be something other than us? Could it be our developing this, kind of run on our own?
Or, like, it could be aliens. I discuss aliens. I'll try and bring an episode on aliens later.
Okay, and let's touch a little bit on that because it does sort of fall into our conversation here. You know, if we look back in time, in history, in ancient civilizations, there were some remarkable things that were done. If you look around the world, the pyramids, pyramids in America, Stonehenge, all big, and buildings, you know, even by today's standards, are almost impossible to construct.
Really? Oh yeah, I guess like the pyramids, right? Sorry, I wasn't really thinking.
Yeah, but when you sort of measure out and weigh these bricks, let's call them bricks. They were stone, you know, they're built in stone. But some of them are the size, you know, of a house, a solid rock, weighing thousands of pounds. Now, how did they move them? If we are now the advanced civilization and those that came before us were, less primitive, let's say.
Right.
So where did that technology come from? How were these things constructed? That's a very good question. So was there maybe an advanced civilization
before us
in our past that maybe we don't know of or that's been hidden from us?
Yeah, but then who would hide it from us? Like, why would you hide it?
And yes, why would you hide it from us? And that's a very good question. And if we go back to the simulation definition where we talked about, imitation or situation or process, or you know, the action of pretending or deception. That's we can sort of get an idea from there of if somebody is doing a study on us, they wouldn't want to know because then that study wouldn't be genuine. Right? Do you understand what I mean?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, now I get it.
Like if I was wanted to know like your reaction if say at Christmas you got a new video game that you really liked and I wanted to see your genuine reaction, would I tell you, Hey, I want to see your genuine reaction, so I'll get my camera out and film you? Or would I kind of put the camera over to the side and not tell you?
You would put it to the side.
Just genuinely open it and I could see your reaction. Now, if I told you I did it, you know, that might alter the way you react.
Right. I see.
When you ask why would somebody, like, hide that or whatever, in a study, you it's almost sometimes you don't want somebody to know that they're being studied because they may act differently.
Right. So it'd be like as you're saying, like, but who's telling you to do that study? Just kidding.
Oh, and again, yeah, that's a really good question. When we look at life, sometimes we can look at it like cutting down a tree. When you cut down a tree, you can tell the age of the tree by the rings of the tree.
You can? Oh yeah, you can.
Let's imagine that, we are the center ring of that tree. Very young, small little tree, and then there's been trees that tree has grown all around us. So now we are surrounded by years and years and years of life.
Right.
So
I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, with all these years of life, that could be around us, those could be also, we could look at it as different dimensions outside of our everyday life. Each ring could represent a new dimension or a new form of life or intelligence.
Right, I see.
And we could break that down in today's modern society if you look at countries possibly like North Korea, where they're sort of secluded themselves from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Well, not the people, but the government has.
Right.
So most people that live in there, they only know what their government allows them to know. They don't know what goes on really outside of their country.
Right, I see.
They look at that sort of as us on this planet. We live on Earth, but we don't know what goes on outside of Earth. We kind of look around and we've poked and prodded, but we really haven't found anything too distinctive as, you know, a higher intelligence or, as you said, aliens. They really haven't, let's say, pronounced themselves.
Right.
So, yeah, we are sort of in the dark in a way in that matter because, yeah, we still really haven't found that higher power yet. Only through the idea of religion, you know, have we found that higher power where people have the belief in God and that. And even on that matter, it's, you know, people have varying beliefs.
Right.
Would you like to touch on that a little?
Yeah, sure, we can.
Yeah, please, Hank, touch on it yourself and, like, explain. Maybe you can unpack a little bit of that and and your feelings on it.
Yeah, it depends on, like, what you believe, right? Like, the center of it, the center of, like, every belief, I think, is, like, what? Not being nice and like that, right?
Yeah, treating others
as you would want to be treated,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a very good core place to start at.
Yeah. And then, like, it's sort of, I'm not sure how to explain it. It's like, Yeah, I'm not sure how to explain, like.
Well, yeah, but with, you know, many different religions across the, across our planet anyways, you know, there's Christians, there's Muslims, there's Judaism, there's Hinduism. You know, if we look at the Hindu gods, they have many gods. So they don't just pray to one god, sort of. They have a bunch of gods, where in Christianity, you know, there's one god. You know, the Hindus, one of their gods, Vishnu, is the god of preservation.
Right, and then there's, like, every country, sort of.
Sort of? Pardon?
If you think of, like, every country, like, Egypt, Egyptian, like, why can't I say this right? India. And,
yes.
Like, I'm not sure what their religion is, but do you see what, like, do you get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, there's our cultures also come into play in terms of what we believe in, because not everybody also believes in you know, a religion. They may be atheist,
right?
And that is a belief that there are no gods and that we sort of evolved on our own, almost like you know, the debate between evolution and creation, right?
I haven't heard that debate, so what do you mean?
Well, you know, there's the theory that we are created by a god.
Right, okay, I've heard that theory.
You know, like, you know, on the first day, God created the earth and light and, you know,
stuff
these things,
like,
in the second day. evolution, as you know, is an evolution of our species over time. So maybe we started as a little molecule in a puddle somewhere, and then we developed into an egg, and that egg cracked, and we came out and had two legs, and then we started to crawl, and then we developed to have hands, and then we got out of the water, and then so on and so on.
We didn't have legs at all.
That's possible, yeah. And, you know, maybe that we evolved as a humanoids from other species, such as, you know, monkeys or this, these type of things. If you haven't, you know, really looked into that, that might be a good topic for another show that you could do with possibly another guest.
Yeah. Because just, like, on this topic, there's so many different, like, routes we could go, right?
Mm-hmm. And now, we look at today's world, and, you know, we've really kind of evolved, let's say, over the last couple of decades with computer advances.
Yeah.
And we have been able to develop our own simulation.
Right, I see, like, but, like, what if, without us even noticing, but we're controlling a simulation?
And that's a very good point, yeah. A lot of people believe that, you know, they're in control of their own destiny, and a lot of people believe that things are, you know, foretold or pre-written. That, you know, things happen for a reason. Have you ever heard the term, someone say, oh, I believe things happen for a reason?
Yeah.
That meaning that, you know, our lives are already sort of predetermined to an extent, and we are just sort of following that path that has been laid out for us.
Yeah, but then, like, what if they, whoever wrote the simulation, forgot to, like, write some important details, or, like, however they would do it? That would just cut your life short.
That may explain, how, like what you said, when, you know, maybe you get up to go to the kitchen, and then when you get to the kitchen, you say to yourself, oh, what am I doing here in the kitchen? I can't remember. And then you leave the room, because you don't know why you were there.
Right.
So that could be a very good thing. Another thing we'd like to touch on is different phenomena that we as humans experience, and things like dreams, or you know, dreams are sort of a strange thing, because, you know, I'm sure we've all had very strange dreams in our lives. We wake up and we're like, wow, what, you know, what was that all about?
Yeah, I have those dreams all the time.
Yeah, and to describe that sort of, a lot of people would, you know, say that dreams are our subconscious, and our subconscious trying to put together some sort of logic of the visions and sounds that we hear throughout the day. When we sleep, it sort of takes all those things and mixes and mashes them up and sort of, let's say, edits its own movie.
Right.
And that is our brain doing, and our subconscious. And that is, in itself, a little bit of a simulation, in a way.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Another, you know, sort of phenomenon that we experience is something called déjà vu.
Yes.
And I know you said that you kind of wanted to discuss this earlier, and the idea of déjà vu, and I was wondering maybe you could share with us maybe a time in your life when you had a déjà vu.
Well, I mean, I haven't really had a déjà vu before. Like, sometimes it's like, I've been here before, but I don't know why I was here. But other times, it's just, I don't really have it.
Okay, so, a déjà vu, usually is the feeling, you know, you're doing an everyday thing, like, you know, the other day I was walking up the stairs.
Right.
And I was walking up the stairs, and I thought to myself, wow, why do I feel like I've been here, I've done this before, I've been here before.
But you have walked up those stairs probably before.
And that is true. I have walked up those stairs many a times, up and down, up and down, up and down.
And I've also walked up those stairs a lot.
The sense of déjà vu is the feeling that you get. Now, déjà vu is more of a feeling that you have been here before doing this exact same thing, and you know what's to come. So it's kind of like you've, almost like this is not your first time being here, you know?
Okay. I see.
You know, and not in a physical sense, but in more of a, I don't know if you would call it a spiritual sense, or just it's a very weird feeling.
Yeah, it is.
glitch, the matrix, sort of, where, you know, your thoughts, your feeling of being in a certain place, like, this is not the first time you've been here and done this.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
And that could be sort of maybe the simulation writing itself, and then doubling back and re-examining that part of your life.
Yeah, I see.
These are all very
possibilities, right?
Yeah, interesting and complex discussion that you know, men and women have been pondering since the dawn of age.
Yeah,
and it's pretty interesting. You think at your young age, you're 10, I believe.
Yes, I am.
And, you know, these are things that you're already questioning, and I find that, you know...
Interesting?
Very, very interesting, and I think that, you know, you're an intelligent young man to sort of bring up these conversations and want to discuss them further. Almost like you've been here before. You know, like...
Almost like...
Yeah, but you're, you know, it seems that you're full of wisdom.
Thank you. Any other points you'd like to make?
You know, when we talk about a simulation, as we discussed, it's really a something that it's hard to grasp.
Yeah.
Because there would be so many layers to it.
Right.
Are we in a simulation by something that is not us that created us? Could we be in a simulation that is created by us and then imprisoned a certain population of us? Could it be, you know, our own selves creating this simulation? Almost like as deja vu is, we kind of see, we feel like we've been here before. Have we been here before, and we're creating that simulation for ourselves, who's just a little bit behind us, you know?
Right.
But part of us has almost stepped into the future, part in the present, and then we can look upon the past to examine these things.
Yeah. Is that... I don't really have any other points. Do you?
You know, like I said, these are conversations we could probably go on for hours and hours, but I know that we only have a half hour today. And I think that we've covered a lot of ground, and I think that we have brought up some really good points. And, you know, it would be a very thing one day to find out if we really are in some sort of simulation artificially created by, you know, maybe something that's more intelligent than us, or possibly just somebody or our own species that just has a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more resources and that really, you know, wanted to do a study and or have control over us. So I'm going to leave it at that. I want to thank you, Hank, for having me on your show today.
Thank you for coming on my show.
Oh, anytime. If, you know, in the future you would have me back, I would be happy to return and maybe discuss, you know, other topics or maybe dive into this one.
Goodbye, and thank you for listening, everybody. And stay tuned for the next episodes.
So long.